Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for A-Swift Radio Broadcast with Brenda Paget, Eunice Bridges, and Glenda Field. Sit back and relax with A-Swift Radio.
Welcome to today's show, How to Hold On to Your Faith When All Hell Breaks Loose, Part 2. This is Brenda Johnson Padgett, your host, here on A-Swift Radio. Today I am joined by Pastor Rufus Fields, who is the pastor of Global Harvest Kingdom Church in DeSoto, Texas, and co-founder of God's Anointed Ministries, along with his wife, Glenda Fields. He is the father of two sons. He is also a psalmist, preacher, author, teacher, motivational speaker, and visionary. He has a weekly prayer ministry called Timely Kingdom Objectives, a radio show called Real Talk with Pastors Rufus and Glenda Fields, and he is also an A-Swift Radio contributor. His weekly program, Sermons by Pastor Rufus Fields, airs on A-Swift Radio on Fridays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Pastor Rufus Fields, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here on today.
Okay. Well, Pastor Fields, today we are continuing part two of the discussion, How to Hold On to Your Faith When All Hell Breaks Loose. I wanted to give you a chance to encourage our listeners who are experiencing some tough times right now. In the midst of all the chaos, unrest, racial injustice, police brutality, and social and economic inequalities, and everything else that is going on, I want to ask this question. Pastor Fields, what should we do when tough times and tragedies take us by storm, or when a lot of things are happening to us all at once? What should we do?
Well, there's a passage of scripture in the Bible that says, when all hell seems to break loose, he gives us as more than an exhortation, it's really command. He says to stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. And so it's important that we understand the context of that particular passage. Standing is having gone forth initially. The first level of standing is always has to do with us. When we have it done all, we've exhausted every resource and measure we know to stand. He then comes back and says, stand therefore. There's another level of standing. We have to learn how to stand on God, or rather, the words that he spoke unto us, which he says will not fail. He says, the grass will wither, the flower will fade, but my word shall stand forever. So we have to stand on or under the word, the understanding of God's word.
Wow, that's an excellent scripture. Pastor Fields, the scripture that comes to my mind is 2 Corinthians 10:5, in the King James Version, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Pastor Fields, can you elaborate on this scripture?
Absolutely. It's when we learn how, there's an old cliche that says, mind over matter. And that scripture speaks specifically to that particular cliche, but it's talking about how we have the ability in the Lord to be able to take complete control over our bodies, even our minds. And we bring all things, of course, captive by the power of God, through the word of God, under the captivity. Everything according under the knowledge. It says under the knowledge of Christ. That means that God has already established things according to his word. The Bible says that in the beginning he established his word, and it, the word of God, is forever settled in heaven. So So as we operate by the word, there are certain parameters, there are certain advantages that are given to us by and through the word of the Lord. So by and large, as we operate by that word, there's a certain level of strength, power that we gain through operating in the word of God, because it brings certain proclivities to the forefront. But God has already set his word, and all we have to do is operate in faith thereof. We have the ability, through obedience of the word of God, to bring all of those things into captivity. That means we have to put our sober minds, our attention on those things. Only through the word of God, only through the obedience of his word, can we allow those things to be able to activate in our own lives and circumstances.
Wow. Pastor Fizz, when I apply this scripture in a practical way to my life, it says to me that I cannot automatically assume things. I must pray about it and seek adequate information. I also need to do my research or check things out before I respond or react to what is being said or presented to me. Also, Pastor Fields, I have also learned to face problems or the situation head on and not run or hide from it. To me, that's when assumptions and these imagination and lies will cloud our minds instead of the truth about the situation. I believe this is how Satan or the enemy gains a foothold or an advantage with us. He magnifies the situation and causes us to think the worst. So, Pastor Fields, another way that I believe Satan or the enemy gains a foothold or an advantage over us is when we are talking one thing and our actions are doing the opposite of what we are saying. Our walk does not line up with our talk. And according to James 1:8, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, Pastor Fields, can you elaborate more on this?
Absolutely. And I agree, first of all, wholeheartedly with that statement. We do have to be careful how we do what we do as it pertains to the things of God. It's important that we understand what God meant when he said a thing, and we do not apply our own level of understanding to that thing, because God has already worked it out, you know, in regards to his perfect will. And the only thing we have to do is come under the right understanding to be able to activate that in our lives. And it's important. It's important. It is important that we know exactly what we're up against. And God, through the Holy Spirit, gives us that level of understanding. And you're absolutely correct. We have to approach it from a direct sense of praying about it, to ask God for his understanding. Most times where we fall short is we do not approach it from a layman's everyday mentality of saying, Father, not my will, but thine will. Jesus said when you come to God, we have to come to him with the right mindset. That is, Father, not my will, what I want to happen or see done in this situation, but I pray rather that thine will would be done. And so we have to ask him primarily for the mind of Christ. Is that, God, give me your understanding in this. I know what my finite mind meant you to say or mean when you said what you said, but what was your original meaning or intent? So that we do not go off half-cocked with a half-understanding, but we know exactly what God meant or what his intent was when he told us what he told us or what he wanted us to accomplish in his purpose. And so it's important that we understand that.
Thank you, Pastor Fields, for that response. It is now 8 minutes past the hour, time for a commercial break. I'm Brenda Johnson Padgett here on ASWIFT Radio.
ASWIFT Writer's Guild is for those who have the talent to put pen or brush to paper to create a unique and valuable piece of work. ASWIFT is always looking for new talents to enhance the literary, visual, and performing arts. For more information on how you can become a member of ASWIFT Writer's Guild, visit www.aswiftwritersguild.com or call 1-866-302-0508.
A-Swift Radio, bringing you the best in radio, keeping you informed, and highlighting your day with Brenda Paget, Eunice Bridges, and Glenda Fields on A-Swift Radio. Ambassador sent with information for this time. Tune in online to A-Swift Radio here at www.blogtalkradio/A-Swift Radio. Call us anytime off air at 1-866-302-0508, extension 3060. A-Swift Radio.
Do you want to become a published author? Try A-Swift Publishing. We are an independent publishing company that writes and publishes content, audio, and video for print and broadcast media genres such as books, newspapers, magazines, radio, television, and the internet. We also design book covers and offer complete packages to help writers become published authors. Call us at 1-800-775-2708. You can also visit us online at www.aswiftpublishing.com or email us at books@aswiftpublishing.com for more information.
Welcome back to How to Hold On to Your Faith When All Hell Breaks Loose, Part 2. Here on A-Swift Radio, I'm Brenda Johnson Paget, your host. We are talking with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church in DeSoto, Texas. In the first segment, Pastor Fields gave us some encouraging words to hold on to while waiting for God to answer our prayers. We are also talked about not allowing Satan or the enemy to gain a foothold or advantage over us. We will now continue our discussion. Pastor Fields, how can people live a disciplined life, pleasing to God, and be ready to weather any storm?
You know, we are taught in Scripture, and I quote from Psalms 27:14, it says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." It's important that we wait on God. What most folk don't actually believe is that there, as we go through this life, there are certain things that God has already predetermined for our lives. Our lives are preordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man, there's many scriptures that point to that effect. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So we're taught to wait on God because he has already mapped out our lives, and he knows the course for which he's called us to. What most don't understand is that there are certain things that God has already defined to happen for us as we navigate through this world, and most of those times it comes with trouble. To tell the average person, you know, and they'll stop and say what? You know, we don't believe that God sends or he allows trouble into our lives, but he does. The Bible tells us that in the world we're going to have trials, tribulations, but to be of a good cheer. That means it's not optional, but it's going to take place in our lives. And most of us don't want to accept it or believe it, but God does absolutely orders certain things in our lives. But it's not to hurt or harm us. It's rather to, the Bible says that our trials don't come to hurt or harm, but rather to make us strong. And so God, and even in waiting, it says, where we shall renew strength. How we renew strength is we learn more how to lean and to depend on the person and power of God. And that's so essential and important for the believers, is that we are resting in his strength and not necessarily on our own. We fail the test when we think we're running things, when the Bible tells us without him we can do absolutely nothing.
Right, and I absolutely agree with you, Pastor Fields, on that. Pastor Fields, I would also like to say that we should walk in truth. We should walk in truth before God, in our homes, in our church, and also on our jobs and in our communities. I talk about this in detail in my book called How Did I Get Into This Mess You Compromised, Says the Lord. Pastor Fields, I posed this question to Pastor Simmons in part one, and I wanted to ask you as well, what do you say to people who were taught to pray in tough times, but they say prayer is not working or prayer is not enough for their situation, and they don't see anything changing when they have prayed? What do you say to those folks?
That's a good one. Most often, I don't think that prayer itself is what has failed us. It is our understanding of God's intent when he told us to pray. We're taught in James, the book of James, he says, most men desire to have and have not because we don't ask. He says we desire to have and do not receive because we ask not first and foremost. And then he comes back and he says, and when we ask amiss, and that is, we act in error. Erroneously, we go forth and asking God for things with the wrong heart, the wrong mindset, the wrong intent. We have to always pray with the intention that the will of God would be accomplished. God's not trying to do our thing. It's us lining up with his will for our lives. We must remember that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So it started with God. So he's the manufacturer. We got to go to him and find out what it was he created us to be and to do and to accomplish. So oftentimes when we set out in prayer, if there's a failure or a disconnect, it's because we did not understand the full intent of what God meant. And sometimes when we pray, we're already starting out wrong, praying erroneously because we're not praying that the will, the purposes of God would be accomplished. That's already a disconnect. God is not committed to do the things that we want God to do. God is committed to fulfill his word, his will, and his destiny for our lives. It's when we come to the full understanding that we line up with the will and the purpose of God. That's when the glory of God will fall. But ultimately, we have to come to that full level of understanding.
Wow, that's powerful, Pastor Fields. Pastor Fields, also, what are some practical things that people can do in the meantime while they're waiting for their situation to change?
Well, we do what he's told us to do. We focus on glory. We stay on the things that God has called. There's the Great Commission. But oftentimes I hear a question that comes from those in Christendom even. We'll ask, well, what am I? I don't know what I'm called to do or what my purpose is. We all have come under the heading of the Great Commission. When you don't know what to do, you do what God told us. He says to focus on finishing the work that he himself began, and that is that we must go unto all of the world. He says unto all nations, teaching them to observe whatsoever I've told you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he says, and lo, I am, know that I am with you always, even until the end. We have to share the gospel. It doesn't take a whole lot for us to open our mouth and to testify about the goodness of the Lord. He says, teaching them to observe whatsoever I've told you, what God has established in his word, what he's required of us, how to live, and that is we must walk in accordance to his righteousness, his holiness, and we have to model that before folk and learning what it is. Studying 2 Timothy 2:15 says to show ourselves approved, not unto man, but rather unto God, workmen, needing not to be ashamed because we're rightly dividing or discerning that word of truth. We have to stay in his word, and once we understand, with full understanding, what God requires of us is to execute, to jump out and get it done, not hesitating, but doing exactly what God requires. And so, therefore, we must work. We must step out in faith.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor Fields, for that information. During this last segment of the show, I will give you, our listening audience, time to call in and express your thoughts and ask questions. Our call-in number is 347-637-1442. While you are contemplating your thoughts, here is I Look to You by Whitney Houston.
I might lay me down. Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
To your faith when all hell breaks loose, part two, here on ASWIF Radio. I'm Brenda Johnson Padgett, your host. You still have time to call in to express your thoughts about today's show. Our call in number is 347-637-1442. Pastor Fields, was there anything else you would like to share with our listeners? And also, can you give your contact information for those who want to contact you with additional questions?
Absolutely. Let me say that also, and to remind us that in Scripture, Matthew 6:33, We're taught to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, he said, shall be added. So we have to look to the Lord first and foremost. In order to be able to receive anything from God, we have to do it God's way. And he says first to seek the kingdom of God, not the stuff and the things, but to seek him. And then we add the things. Oftentimes we get it turned around. We're seeking stuff and things, and then we want to go to God. But he says we've got to get the order right. And so it's important as we're waiting on God, as we're going through seemingly tough times, we got to stay connected, but more importantly, move in the correct manner in which God has told us. And that is to get the order right. Praise God. And certainly we thank God today for this opportunity. If you can reach us on the internet at GAM, G-A-M, at godsanointedministries.com, and there you can leave your comments or requests, and we will get the information if you desire to reach us. Praise God.
Well, thank you, Pastor Fields, for coming on the show and sharing scriptures with us and letting us know what we can do in those times when all hell breaks loose, how we can hold on to our faith. And again, I appreciate you for coming on the show. Our show has now come to a close. If you still have questions for Pastor Fields, you can email those questions to Ace of Radio, and we will forward those questions to him. I hope you enjoy listening to How to Hold On to Your Faith When All Hell Breaks Loose, Part 2. Continue to check www.aceofradio.wordpress.com for upcoming shows, or you can call us direct at 1-800-775-2708, extension 3060. You can also email us at aceofradio@yahoo.com to give us your feedback on the show. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our show. This is Brenda Johnson Padgett here on ASWIFT Radio.